In this week's parsha, we have the parsha of the melech, and there's a special mitzvah on the melech. Vayachshiv toal kisei ma'amachtov v'chosav lois mishnei ha-torah hazos al sefer v'fnei ha-konim halviyim. He has to write mishnei ha-torah hazos, and Rashi quotes here, and it's also found in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What does it mean, mishnei ha-torah hazos? It means a copy of the Torah, a double copy of the Torah. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shtei Sifrei Toros Achashim Anachs V'Leis Gnoza V'Achash Shenech Neses V'Yotzeis Imo. He had to have two Sifrei Torah, Mishneh Sefer Torah, one in his treasure chamber at home, and one that he would always carry with him. So the obvious kasha on this Gemara is, why does he need two copies of the Sefer Torah? I understand why he needs to take one with him, so it'll always be there. V'haisi imo v'kar v'kol yimei chayav, as the next pasuk says. Why does he need one in his treasure house? The Kohanim Leviim had an authoritative copy. There were plenty of good copies around. He didn't need an archival backup. So why would he need two Sifrei Torah? So here we get to a fundamental halachic machlokas, actually. There are a number of mefarshim who say, because of this, and for some other reasons, that it wasn't really two copies. He had one full copy of the Torah in his base gnozov, in his treasure house, and then he had an abbreviated copy that he took with him. Or Rav Nachshon Gaon says that the one he took with him was actually only the Aseres HaDibros, which counts as the whole Torah, because Rav Sadia Gaon explains how all Taryag Mitzvos are in the Aseres HaDibros, and there are 613 letters in the Aseres HaDibros, then it would make sense. He had a full copy at home, and to carry around, he only had the Aseres HaDibros, which was easy to copy. Similarly, the Rishash says in Sanhedrin that he just had like the listing of mitzvos, like from the beginning of the Rambam with him. That's called the whole Torah. And that was very short. It was just two pages, and he carried around the short version and left the long version. Or even Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky thinks that he only carried Sefer Devarim with him. Okay, Sefer Devarim is only 20%. It's easier to carry. So fine, if you say it wasn't two full copies, he kept the full copy at home and took the light version, either just Sefer Devarim or just the list of the 613 mitzvahs or just the Ten Commandments with him, and then it made sense. There was the travel version and the full version at home. But that's not, these are all interesting deals. That's not Pashup Shat. That's not what most unfortunate accept. Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and it's Mefurish this way in the Sifrei, that there were two full Torahs. That's the way we always learned, I think. That's what Rashi makes it sound like. He had a full Torah here and a full Torah at home. Okay, so why did he need two copies of the full Torah if they both say the exact same thing? So, Al Pidrush, many, many answers have been given to this question. I will just share one or two of them, however much we have time for. Rabbi Yoshev said a very sharp mussarvart, very simple, but sharp mussarvart, said one was wherever he went outside in public, and one was in his most private innermost chamber in the Beis Knesset. He says sometimes, you know, there are different mussar challenges. Sometimes it's hard to live up in public, to live up to in public what we believe and what we do in private. You know, especially if you're king, in public there's a lot of peer pressure, there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of people you sometimes have to stand up to stand up for your Torah values and principles. And so he needed one that he took with him to remind him, no matter what challenges he met, and even if it was hard, and even if the other people, you know, wouldn't agree, he still had to stand up for his values. And then sometimes, Rabbi Yosef is very realistic, it's hard to live up to in private what you do in public. In public, you want to look good, etc. Sometimes when no one's looking, you let things slip and you don't always do the right thing. So he had one, he took with him in public to remind him in public to stand up for his values and to stand up for the Torah. And one in private to remind him, even when no one's looking, Hashem's always looking. And he has to live up to his principles. I saw another fascinating pshat that said that it wasn't sort of the same tafkid in two different realms, but rather two different tafkidim. One was the one he took always with him to remind him everything he does, to use the Torah, whatever he does, to consult and to look in the Torah, whatever you do, which is the most important thing for a Jew to do, right? To live our lives based on the Torah. So why did he want a Beis Knesset? So Medayik Beis Knesset. What is Beis Knesset? Beis Knesset is a treasure house. What does a king keep in the treasure house? So I've never been a king, but I assume you keep gold and silver, and right, you don't keep wheat and wine and oil and flax and wool in your treasure house. You keep very, very precious, special things: gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and precious gems and whatever it is that kings keep in their treasure house. Only the most precious, rare, special things in the world. So the king took the Torah with him wherever he went. There's a lot of things we need wherever we go. Wherever you go, you need your shoes. Otherwise, you'll be in big trouble. You won't be able to walk, right? Wherever you go, I don't know, nowadays you need your cell phone, right? And wherever you go, you need the Torah. There's a lot of things you need wherever you go. Some of those are very, very useful, but they're not all equally special. The king kept one Torah in his treasure house, you know, in this special compartment, more, you know, behind all the rubies and the sapphires and the diamonds and the gold and silver, to remember that not only is Torah a useful guide for everything in life, but just to remember how special Torah is, that even if you learn Torah every day, to remember it's a treasure. It's better than gold and silver, as the pasuk says. Then that's every morning why we say Birkas HaTorah, right? And Ava Rabba, Avas Olam, to remind ourselves that not only the Torah something that goes with us all the time, it's the most precious present Hashem could ever have given us, and sort of sit back once in a while and say, you know, I might be learning Torah all day, you know, Karbol Kli Mechayev, let me take a step back and base Gnazav and remember what a tremendous zuchus and privilege it is and what a treasure it is. That not every nation in the world got the Torah, and that Hashem gave us His Klei Chemda Shebo Nivra HaOlam. Maybe that's why the Melech needs two copies of the Sefer Torah. Shabbat Shalom.